That was fantastic. Just to play some of the things, caliber or level, is it's just, I couldn't even look across the seats without smiling at him. I think he was probably looking at me just thinking, why is he smiling at me? It was just crazy.
Take us back, Greg, because last week when I interviewed you on the show, I said, who would you fancy playing? And you said, anyone but Ding. And then when the draw came out, you were the first name out of the hat. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I was the first few minutes, I was kind of like, oh, God, like the one person I didn't want. But then I kind of started thinking, I was like, this is actually probably good for me as well, because it's going to be brought up to be big, and there's going to be a lot of people there to see Ding. So they're going to have to see me as well. So I was like, this is a chance.
Yeah, and you've obviously like been a fan of Ding, I'd imagine, over the years.
Yeah, he's incredible. Like, because he was so young when he broke through, and you kind of watch him and you're thinking, geez, I'd love to be doing that. Like, and just kind of, it's just weird just playing him then and kind of thinking, like, the hardest part was trying to stay in the match without realizing that you're playing Ding, you know, just trying to stay like in the mind frame of just win.
And as you said to me last week as well, it doesn't matter who your opponent is, when you're on the table they can't do anything. But I'd imagine like nerves played a factor, especially in the early frames.
Yeah, a little bit. It was kind of, obviously you want to win the first frame and try settle down, but I won the second frame, and I actually felt good at the time. So I was one each, and then he kind of showed his class. Then he won five frames just like in a row, just at like very minimal ease. He made it look so easy. So I was like, win the next one now and see what happens. And I had a good chance to win a frame to go 6-2, and it was more or less just a bit of adrenaline, just because I knew who I was playing, because Ding had missed and I was clearing up to win the frame, and I ran out of position on the last pink and I lost the frame. So I was kind of thinking 7-1 is not good, so I had to win the last frame to kind of have any chance, and luckily I did, and I got 7-2, so I had something to aim for in the night session then. So I was just thinking, make the interval, and I made the interval in the night session, and I gave it a decent shot, and I was unlucky probably not to get 5, maybe even 6 frames. But you know, you have to be pleased with how I done. But you know, in a bigger picture, I have to be thinking, I have to be beating guys like him if I want to get myself known and do some damage, you know.
I saw you mention on social media a couple of times the word adrenaline. You just mentioned it there as well. And I imagine, given the sense of occasion, it was quite easy just to overrun shots and get out of position because of that adrenaline.
Yeah, it's just here and there. And some shots it wouldn't affect as much because there might not be a lot of distance going. But some shots where you start running out a little bit, it's just the adrenaline does kick in, because as much as you're trying not to think of who you're playing and what it is, it does creep in, because you know, there was a big crowd came in for him, obviously, and Steve Davis was next to us. So all the section where I was playing was really packed. It was like you're trying to block it out, but it's hard, like, you know.
What was Ding like himself? Did you have much of a chat with him afterwards?
Yeah, he's really nice. Like, just you know, we had a couple of little words in between. Just like, he got a big bounce one stage, and I just said, like, I go, thank God for that. And he just laughed. I mean, he said, he was just like, yeah, you know. And I just asked him for a picture afterwards, and he was just really nice. Like, he was like, no problem. He was like, how did you feel? And I was like, I was a bit nervous at the start. He was like, he kind of gave me the nod, like, as if to say, yeah, I know, because you're playing me. But I was like, yeah, obviously.
I'd imagine, though, you learned an awful lot from the experience.
The experience is amazing. Like, for anybody who was ever thinking of doing it or trying to play at that kind of level, I would recommend them do it like right away, because there's always doubts about thinking, like, obviously before the match you're thinking like, oh, I don't want to lose 10-0 or whatever, you know, I don't want to be made a show of. But when you're out there, like I said to you last week, when I was at the table, I actually felt I played really well, and I got a lot of positive feedback off friends and family saying, like, you looked very good and you played really well. So that's a positive for me in itself, that people are watching me and saying that I'm doing good. So I was happy with that.
As you said, Steve Davis on the table next year as well. Was it easy to get distracted when Ding was at the table, kind of looking at Steve and seeing what he was doing?
A little bit, because you're kind of just glancing over and you're trying to stay focused. But like when Ding just goes on a run for 4 or 5 frames, it's kind of hard to stay focused just watching him, you know?
Yeah. So what's next now for you, Greg?
I have Q School now in May. May the 11th, so that's another good chance, you know, especially after playing in this, so I'll be really positive going to Q School. There's 2 tournaments in Burton and Trent, and there's 8 two-year pro cards, so the four semi-finalists of each event get a two-year pro card, but so, that's the next one.
So that's the target, so get that pro card.
That's the aim now, so I got a good idea of what the level is above me, like, you know, by playing Ding, so I think I can push and stretch up and get around that level, or at least get the Q School ticket anyway. So that's the aim.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you do that, Greg. Thanks very much. Congratulations on yesterday.
No doubt,
we'll chat to you soon.
It's been a pleasure.